Hey, it's Nikki. Today, I am going to be talking about the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg Fight Night coming up on Saturday at 7 p.m. with Virgil Quicksilver Hill and Deneen Hill. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you
for having us.
This is a really exciting night, and the ticket prices are really good to see some great fighting. So first, let's talk about how you can get tickets and how much they cost.
You can get tickets by calling in to Ho-Chunk Gaming at Wittenberg. Ringsides are $35, which they're almost gone, if not gone. And general admission is $25.
All right. And along with that, not only do you get your ticket, but you also get some free play. So it's totally worth the money to go check out some great fighting. And then you get to play a little bit, too.
Absolutely. Yes.
You could win a couple $1,000.
Virgil, let's talk to you for a minute because, okay. Virgil Quicksilver Hill, you are a boxer. And you are a member of the International Boxing Hall of Fame.
I am.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, 2013, I got inducted. It was a total surprise to me, but very honored for sure. Boxing's been very, very good for me, coming out of North Dakota, which was very difficult at the time. You know, politics are not exactly the hotbed there for boxing, of course, hockey, and a little bit of football. We were able to get through, and we made the Olympics, and I met my wife there in 84. In LA. We got married and I turned pro and been busy with boxing ever since.
So what inspired your love of boxing, especially coming from North Dakota?
I lived in Reynolds, North Dakota, which is a small farming town and stuff. We lived on a farm ranch, a deal, and I saw boxing on TV. And at the time, for me, city is Grand Forks is about 50,000 people. I asked my father if we ever moved to the city, could I box? And we moved and he came home from work. He was a plumber and said, do you still want to box? And I was 8 years old. Took me down to the gym and then I started boxing and the rest is pretty much history. I was fortunate enough to make the Olympic team as well as meeting my wife. And then we went on to win 5 world titles and we got into the Hall of Fame.
And that is awesome. I've always had a great respect for boxing. My dad was a big boxing fan. It was something that I grew up watching, and there's something about the sport that is so different than other sports. It's like a dance. It's like there's just so much beauty in it.
Yeah, during my era and stuff, it was boxing, you know. And now you have MMA and stuff like that. So kids got, you know, they have a lot of choices out there. But yeah, boxing for me was like that. Mm-hmm. For you. My heroes were Sugar Ray Leonard, Muhammad Ali, some of the biggest names and most flamboyant, you know, fighters that ever put on a pair of gloves. So, you know, I tried to emulate, you know, their styles and stuff like that. So it was a lot different. It was grander, it was grandioso.
And there's an art.
And there was an art to it, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. So what advice do you have for young people who want to get into the sport of boxing?
I think it's good. I think boxing is a good cross-training sport for everything. I mean, I have some of her, she coaches track. And I take some of her athletes in the summertime and cross-train them and baseball players and stuff like that just because of just the particular stuff, you know, like the upper body strength and the movement of the feet and stuff like that.
The balance.
The balance, yes. And stuff. I get linemen and stuff. So it's a good cross-training sport, and it teaches you, to have some basic fundamentals in protecting yourself.
There's a lot of stuff involved in boxing. It's more than just the fight. And I think that's something that people can really appreciate if they come out and they can check out this match coming up on Saturday, 7 p.m. at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg. And you can actually meet with some of the fighters.
Oh, you definitely can. That's what you want to do. You want to come out on Friday after the weigh-ins and stuff like that and get some autographs. And like I said, Mr. Oliveira, he is a world-renowned fighter. From this area, and he's making his last big push to see if he can get back to the top 10 and fight for a world title again. And you have an opportunity to meet a local guy, you know, and support him. And that's the big thing for us, you know, as promoters and stuff. You know, we want local people. We want local kids. We want to give them inspiration and help develop them so that they can go on for bigger and better things in boxing. Mm-hmm. And there are some good things that can happen for you. Just you need opportunity and support.
the fighters weigh in is on Friday night, 6 p.m., and there's a meet and greet. So people can come and they can enjoy that. They can play some games. And in case you don't have tickets yet, you can get them at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg. And again, the general admission is how much, Janine?
$25.
$25. And you get free play along with that. So you can win some money and you can also check out some great boxing. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity. Come on out, everybody. Please come support these kids.